Okay, good morning. This morning we'll begin our study of the third parak of Masechta Bikurim. And now we're going to try to figure out the process of separating the Bikurim. And the Mishnah says, Ketzav Mafrishim Masechta Bikurim. How does one go ahead and separate the Bikurim? So the Mishnah tells us, Yorid Anam Latosa Deu. The first thing that has to happen is a person has to go down to his field, in other words, to the trees, and he starts to realize, hey, look, that tree has a fig that started to ripen. Eshkol Shabachar, he sees that he sees a cluster of grapes that's starting to designate itself. Rimon Shabachar, or he sees a pomegranate that's going to be the first of the pomegranates. Now, even though it's not totally finished, Kosho Begemi ties a rope around it. He ties some sort of ribbon around it, or something else that it was set aside for Bikurim. So at the time, they later come around and harvest the fruit. They'll know that this one has to go in the special basket of Bikurim. V'omer harei l'Bikurim. And then he'll say, well, these things are called Bikurim, and that's called Kriyashem. And when he later harvests them, he does not have to come back and and reestablish the status as Bikurim. Rav Shimon says, Afal Pichain, even though he separates the Bikurim while they're attached to the ground, Choser Bikorios on Bikurim, at the time of the harvest, he has to go back and say, Harei LeBikurim. Why? Because it says, V'lakachtam Ereshus Priga Adama, it says you should take, and the process, says Rav Shimon, means that's at the time that you take it. Me'acha Shiyit L'shumin Akaka, you have to go ahead and separate it in that situation. That's when you have to go ahead and set it aside. It's interesting, our Mishnah uses the situation of Te'ena Shebechra, Eshkol Shebechra, Rimon Shebachar. In the Torah, it's Gefen, Te'ena, and Rimon. Why is it alternated in this situation? Right? So the fact of the matter is that normally speaking, we say Kol Kodem Bepasa Kodem Lebracha, right? We say things that come earlier in the Pasuk come earlier in the Bracha. That's the case when we're dealing with brachos. When we're dealing with other situations, we can use the crop cycle and figure out which ones tend to bud faster. Okay, the second mission of the day begins. Ketzad Malan es HaBikurim. Once you've already established them and you've harvested them, how do you bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaYaros SheBeMaimad, Miskansos LiYerushal Maimad. The issue, the Gemara in Tainus tells us that the fact of the matter is that at every year, when the Korban HaTamid had to be offered, all of Am Yisrael would, theoretically speaking, would have to be there every single day for the offering of the Korban HaTamid, which would be offered on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. So the fact of the matter is, if that's the case, we'd all have to be in Yerushalayim all the time. And so therefore, Shmuel and David HaMelech, says the Gemara, they established the principle that all of Am Yisrael would be divided into 24 Ma'amados, into 24 different districts, and in the same way that the Kohanim would be split into 24 Mishmaros, and the Levium would be divided into 24 Mishmaros, the Yisraelim would also be divided into 24 Ma'amados. And there was a Rosh Maimed who was in charge of each of the Ma'amados, and the city where the Rosh HaMaimed would sit, that would be the one of each district. So every week there would be a different Maimed, right? The Maimed, the Rosh HaMaimed, would send out people who were considered Sheirim V'Yirechet. Those people would stand in the Azara, and those people would represent Ham Yisrael on the Karbanos Tzibor. So in that situation, that when our Mishnah now talks about how all the cities in a particular Maimed would go into the city of the Maimed, right, they would all prepare to go into that city in such a situation. They would go into the city of the Rosh HaMaimed, Bilan and Berchava Shel Ir, right, they would stay in the streets, V'lo Hayu Nechnosim Labatim, right, and they would not go into the homes. Why would they not go into the homes? Because there was a concern of Tumas Mace, and here they were bringing Bikurim. V'la Mashkim, Haya Hamamuna Omer Kumu Vinalatzion El Hashem Elokeinu. In the morning, they would get up extra early, and the Rosh HaMaimu would say, hey, let's all get up and go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's all go up to the Beis HaMikdash so that we could all go ahead and achieve the mitzvah of Havaras Bikurim Be Rov Am Hajos Melech. And with that, we will close, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning.